Your Locked On Golden Knights, your daily podcast on the Vegas Golden Knights, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Golden Knights podcast. I am your host, Carlo Gonzalez. You probably know me from Twitter at SomeDude88 or from my other podcast, the Weekly Nightly Podcast, where I've been covering the Golden Knights for about 3 years now. Lots of news and going on around the league as we move on to the expansion week, the Seattle Kraken expansion week. Lots of moving pieces around the league. A few have to do with the Golden Knights. If you want to listen more about the moves around the league, go check out Locked On NHL. It's our daily podcast on everything that happened around the league. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps each day. Subscribe to Locked On NHL and wherever you get to your podcast. So obviously, I want to talk about the rest of the moves around the NHL and also some of the few surprising protection lists that I saw from the other teams. There's a lot of good players available for Seattle to take. I did a mock expansion draft with my co-host at Weekly Nightly Podcast. Go ahead and check that out. It's available on any of your podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. But today, I want to talk about, really quick, the big news that involved Vegas, where Cody Glass got traded for Nolan Patrick. It was kind of a three-team trade where Nashville sent Ryan Ellis to Philadelphia. Philadelphia then sent back a defensive prospect and Nolan Patrick to Nashville. And then Nashville sent Nolan Patrick to Vegas in exchange for Cody Glass. It works for Nashville because Cody Glass is exempt for the draft, expansion draft. Nolan Patrick is not. Vegas doesn't have to worry about protecting Nolan Patrick because Vegas is exempt for the expansion draft. Now, I've talked a lot about how I am a big fan of Cody Glass, and I still am. I think Cody Glass is going to have a better opportunity in Nashville than what he got in Vegas, and I think Cody Glass will end up a very good number two middle six center, even potentially a number one over there. But Nolan Patrick, the return. I also like Nolan Patrick. Both Cody Glass and Nolan Patrick, their development both got kind of went off the railroad for a bit because of injuries. Cody Glass, Golden Knights fans know what happened to him: knee injury at the end of his rookie season, lost favor from the coaches and management, barely able to play in the lineup. When he does, he was pretty good in the power play, shows some flashes, but apparently the front office is not seeing what they want from Cody Glass at this point. Now, Nolan Patrick played in the NHL straight from junior. He didn't go back to junior like Cody Glass did. He never played in the AHL. He played in the NHL since he got drafted. Nolan Patrick had about over 30 points in his rookie season, which was his best season to date. Nolan Patrick then had some setbacks in his development, as I said, had some concussion issues, had some lingering migraines, and hasn't been really able to go back to where he's supposed to be. Obviously, Nolan Patrick during that 2017 draft is probably Vegas's number one player in that draft as Nolan Patrick and general manager Kelly McCrimmon had a relationship before that draft. Kelly McCrimmon obviously coached Nolan Patrick and Brandon and won the Memorial Trophy with him before he went on to be with Vegas. Now, I think they've been targeting Nolan Patrick for a while now. I actually thought that they were gonna try to get Nolan Patrick at the deadline, and I actually said this in my in the Weekly Nightly podcast, my other podcast, where I thought that they were gonna actually pull the trigger and trade a 1-for-1 for Cody Glass and Nolan Patrick. I was half joking at that time because I know the relationship between Kelly McCrimmon and Nolan Patrick, and they know his pedigree on the ice. I think Nolan Patrick has a higher ceiling than Cody Glass, and so far right now has a higher floor. I think Vegas has the opportunity to really win this trade. Nashville would have had a really hard time keeping Nolan Patrick on their system because he would have been exposed in the expansion draft. They already exposed a few players that I was surprised at, and Seattle would be really foolish if they don't take one of these one of the guys. But I think Nolan Patrick is going to come in and contribute. They cannot send him down to the minors. They don't have that excuse for them. He won't be playing for Henderson, and I don't know where in the lineup he is going to contribute, but he's going to be there. With Nolan Patrick, I think Thomas Nosek is going to be gone, probably also Janmark. Peyton Krebs is also going to be competing for a roster spot, so he's going to be a little bit crowded on the forward group next season, as Vegas also made a trade for Brett Howden from New York. They sent away a 4th-round pick and Nick DeSimone. If you guys don't know who Nick DeSimone is, I don't blame you. He was an afterthought on the Janmark trade. If you guys remember, we traded Janmark to San Jose for a short while so San Jose can take 50% of his salary. So that's why we were able to afford Janmark. But DeSimone came in with on that trade. We were paying DeSimone, but he stayed on the Sharks system, and he played for the San Jose Barracuda. So, it's basically a 4th-round pick for Brett Howden. I don't know much about Brett Howden, so I can't really talk about him like I do Nolan Patrick. But Nolan Patrick, I'm actually pretty excited about it. But like I was saying before, he's going to be really crowded in the forward group. Could we see a move in the forwards to try to get the number one center, or are you just going to keep it this way, keep Stevenson there at 1C, and you have Krebs, Patrick, and Tuck at the third line, you have Wah in the fourth line with Kolasar and Carrier, and you have Howden and Reeves as your scratches? We don't know. You also have Jack Dugan trying to compete for a spot next season. There's a lot of moving spots. Offseason's still pretty long. We don't know what's going to happen. There's a few free agents available I think Vegas is going to target. There's also the looming Jack Eichel. So we don't know. But the Cody Glass and Nolan Patrick trade, the headline of the weekend, and it's a bittersweet trade for me because I do like Nolan Patrick. I think he has a better upside than Cody Glass, but at the same time, I am a big Cody Glass fan. I really liked him as a prospect, as a guy, and as a player. I enjoyed watching him in the AHL. But now I want to move on to the other moves that happened around the league and the implications of it with Vegas. But before that, let me tell you about Rock Auto. With ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating question? Why is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on the computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using rockauto.com. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find out the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in the "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So one of the big moves that really caught my attention over the weekend was Miro Heiskanen signed an 8-year contract at about $8.5 million a year. Well, the reason why this contract really intrigued me because it has some implications on Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche. And with that money going to Cale Makar, that means there's less money that goes to Gabriel Landeskog. And because Colorado also needs to sign Philip Grubauer, which I think they will, I think they will prioritize Cale Makar and Grubauer. That means there's a possibility, a big possibility, that Landeskog will end up as a unrestricted free agent. Now, I say that as a Golden Knights fan, hoping that they would go after Landeskog. I know there's the cap implications we still need to worry about. They cannot afford Landeskog in the current cap. Someone has to go if they want to afford Landeskog in free agency. And I talked about this last time. It's probably going to be one of the goalies with the Nolan Patrick trade. It could be one of the forwards or maybe a few smaller pieces. That's going to be a Braden McNabb and a Ryan Reeves both go. I don't know. But Landeskog is a very intriguing, really, really intriguing player to add into the lineup. Now, going back to the Vegas trade for Brett Howden, another transactions the Rangers made was for Barclay Goodrow. Barclay Goodrow is going to be an unrestricted free agent. New York traded for his signing rights, and I believe they are have a contract waiting. Just after the expansion draft, so they can leave him exposed, knowing that they won't sign with Seattle, and Seattle will not pick him. There's also Andrew Ladd getting shipped out from New York Islanders to Arizona, basically for free. They're basically saying, here, take this contract. We're going to throw in a few draft picks. Just take the contract. We can't afford him. You take it. It's literally a cap dump by the New York Islanders. And there's also the Jared McCann trade and the Philip Holland. It's basically what happened on Friday was there was a pseudo trade deadline that happened. Because there's a roster freeze and a trade freeze during right before the Seattle picks their players. So they can't move around players while Seattle are trying to figure out their team. So all these moves are to make their roster compliant to Seattle's protection rules. They have to ask a few players. Some players in some teams have was asked to waive their no movement clause, so they'll be left exposed, so they can protect a few some of their more valuable players. And this is what's really interesting, because Seattle is primed to have a really, really good team. I want to talk more into that, but before that, I want to tell you guys about Bet Online. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, so you can check all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and information for all your sporting needs, including the MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code Locked On. So, big names available for Seattle. I think this protection list overall, I think, is better than what Vegas got. So, I don't want to hear complaints about Vegas gifting a team, because this Seattle protection list is ridiculous. There's names like Carey Price, Vladimir Tarasenko, Vince Dunn, Ryan Johansson, Matt Duchene, Mark Giordano, Jonathan Drouin, Jason Zucker, Kaapo Kähkönen. It's stacked. If you listen to my if you listen to the weekly nightly podcast, I made all my picks for Seattle. It's all cap compliant, and it's all it's legal. Like I made all the picks. It's under the cap and everything. I have a feeling that a lot of these teams who have names like Max Domi and Jason Zucker and Kaapo Kähkönen, those guys, they probably have a deal already with Seattle to not take those players. But if you look at this list, the Seattle can really make a very, very good team. On my draft, I had Jonathan Drouin, Josh Bailey, and Jason Zucker as my first line. And you have Max Domi as your second line center with Nino Ryder and Evgeny Dadonov. And you have guys like Donskoy and Engvall. In your third line, you have like bottom, like a bunch of fourth liners that you can pick, and you have like a top, you have a top four in the defense of Mark Giordano, Radim Shemek, Hayden Fleury, Radko Gudas, and Colin Miller, and Vince Dunn. It's really silly. I'm really curious how Seattle will approach this. Will they accept the bribes that they're going to get from the other teams to not take these players and build for the future? Because that was the approach that the Golden Knights make. If people remember, when the Golden Knights made their expansion draft, they did not plan to compete right away. It just happened. That's just how it happened. They drafted James Neal and David Perron to trade them into the deadline. They weren't there to get the cup run. It wasn't supposed to be that. They were supposed to trade away in the deadline, not trade for a Thomas Tatar and Ryan Reeves. It was supposed to be the opposite. Now, I'm just curious now what Seattle's going to do. Are they going to try to compete? And if they do and fail miserably, they're going to miss out on a big draft in the next three years. A lot of people are saying that the next three draft is very stacked with talent. If I was Seattle, I would stack up on draft picks and build through the draft. If they end up like Vegas, that's cherry on top. But I think trying to compete right away is kind of, because Vegas did it, doesn't mean Seattle can. And if I was Seattle, I would try not to do that. That's just my opinion. I think with the pressure on them, especially after Vegas' success, they are gonna try to compete, I think. What's gonna be what I think they shouldn't do is try to do it, try to go in the middle ground. You either all in on one side or all in the other. Because if you go try in the middle ground, you're gonna end up like being in the middle in these kinds of leagues are it's like a limbo. It's really tough because if you're too good to be a lottery pick, you can't get the top prospects to improve, but you're not good enough to make the playoffs. And the opposite way, if you're you know what I mean? It's a difficult choice for them. So if I was Seattle, I'd try to take the bribes and try not to go all in for a playoff push, especially. You could probably build for the future and still compete in the Pacific Division with how weak they are in the Pacific. But if you're trying to go for the cup right away, that's going to be difficult. It's going to be near pot. Like, we've said this for Vegas too. Like when Vegas came into the league, nobody thought they were going to make that cup run, but maybe Seattle can. I don't know. I can't predict the future. But as I said before, the players available for Seattle is much better than what Vegas got, in my opinion. Even the goalies themselves, you can get Carey Price, but in my mock draft I chose Jonathan Drouin instead because the $10 million is very big. They can always pick Carey Price, flip him to a different team, retain that $5 million for 5 years and get a bunch of draft picks for it. You got a really good young player at Kaapo Kähkönen at goalie, and they already came out that they are getting Dreger from Florida. They already signed Dreger, who was really good for Florida, but Florida had to expose him because they have the unmovable no movement clause contract of Bobrovsky, and they also have Spencer Knight coming up the ranks over there at Florida. So a really good goalie is going to Seattle with Dreger. They have their number one goalie, so I don't think they're going to select Carey Price unless they flip him to a different team. Now the draft is going to be on the expansion draft is going to be on Wednesday, and I'm really excited for that. And then the entry draft is going to be exciting too, because right when the Seattle draft ends, the floodgates is going to open with trades and deals, especially I think with Vegas. I think the big moves that Vegas is are trying to do, they're waiting until after the draft, because I feel like a lot of teams do want to get players from Vegas because they're then going to have to protect them. So there's going to be a lot of moves now that teams don't have to worry about the expansion draft. Right before the entry draft and during the entry draft, there's going to be a lot of movement. And of course, Vegas is selecting technically 30th overall, but they're selecting 29th overall because Arizona are not, they forfeited their pick. But that's it for me. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on around the league. So go check out Locked On NHL. Go subscribe to them. Get them listened to if you want the wide view of the league. Go check out Locked On Kraken, who's been coming out with episodes, especially coming up in this draft. If you guys want to hear their perspective, the fans, their perspective, the Seattle Kraken is going to be exciting. Go check that out. Also, go check out my other podcast, the Weekly Nightly Podcast, where me, Andrew, Eric, and Dave, we made a mock expansion draft this week. It was really fun. A few of them didn't really check, did it live, so they didn't check their salary cap, so they had to kind of figure out when they got to Winnipeg and Washington to make it fit in the salary cap. It was pretty funny. Go check that out. Go follow me on Twitter at sumdood88, sumdood88. Send me a message. Let's talk hockey. And that's it for me. I still don't know how to end a podcast, so thank you for listening.